Okay, Billy Askew, you had a good, obviously the first two races there in the 250 class, took the championship, got that sorted so that you could then ride pro on the Sunday. First off, what's your thoughts on the 250 championship? Happy with what you delivered in the end?
Yeah, happy what we achieved in that championship. That's what our goals was going into it, and then we was going to try and finish it as early as we could and go straight into the pros that we've done. So I'm happy to get that done how we've done it. And yeah, a few scraps of people, but it's all learning, enjoying it, like a bit more fun going out there instead of just going up front and leading. But yeah, I'm really happy about our road. We've got the speed, I need to put it all together now, so looking forward to the coming up years.
Nice one in the pro class as well, two hard fought races there. Obviously had the first corner problem in race one, and then the second race was a couple of little small incidents, wasn't it? But you had a good race with Rizzi, I saw.
Yeah, first race I had a decent start, and then somebody went into me, and then we were in a bit of a pile up there. And then I come back all the way to fifth, which I was quite happy with. I had all my goggles all messed up and stuff, so I was really happy to finish where I finished. And then the second race, had a decent start, didn't go in the corner fast enough, and a few people ran me wide a little, and I got back into fourth, I think it was, and I had a little tip off, and then I was having a nice battle with Rizzi, and we're just battling away, and then I come out the corner and took the front, and then snapped the clutch lever so I could get started for a lap. Yeah. And then all the bars were twisting, and by that time the race was finished, so not much that I could do there. So other than that, I'm really happy with what I've done.
Nice one, it's great to see you on the pace, Billy, and best of luck in the EMX 250 in Matterley, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, cheers. Okay, you're here with Harry Koolhaas there, overall winner there at Monster Mountain for this weekend. How was that for you, Harry? Great result in the end.
Yeah, obviously it's good to finish the season with win. Yeah, P3 in the championship, so solid season. Obviously we wanted to go for the title, but yeah, couldn't really make it happen this year. Congrats to Konrad and the team, and they did a bit better job this year, and they were faster. So yeah, we still enjoyed the whole season with different races, British and MX Nationals, we did GP, we did AMA round, so we had a lot of going on. We didn't have any DNFs on the main races, so that was the main thing with the new bike. So, and yeah, finally, yeah, to finish the season with the win, it's good. And really, yeah, lately I enjoyed my riding a bit more, maybe the pressure was off. So, the last round was good. We had a little bit of rain also in the first race, and I managed to win that. And second in the second race, and we were quite good with Konrad, and he was just a little bit ahead of me. I couldn't catch him, but still was good riding. I was happy for that. I even took some risks and made mistakes, which I never do, so that was good. I was happy for that. And yeah, like I said, good to finish the day, the championship with the win, and a couple of races to go to finish the season off.
That was much more than a little bit of rain. I mean, that was absolute stair rods coming down there. I mean, you said on the podium that it was nice. I don't know how anybody could call those conditions nice. But yeah, you certainly rode it out well. And then, of course, you've got the MX Nations coming up for Estonia. How's things going for that? Are the all preparations going well?
Yeah, I mean, like, about today still, like, the rain was good because the preparation was good. Like, the track was good. It had, like, dirt on it. So even if the rain came on the track, it still had, like, just mud everywhere. But that's good. That's nice. Not just puddles. So that's why I enjoyed kind of the muddy condition. It was, like, long time we had those conditions. So it was nice. That was just for a few laps, so. But, yeah, anyway, we have in 2 weeks we have a GP of Matterley, which I'm doing. And then after that, 2 weeks after, we have this nation. So that's the outdoor season, last two races and two rounds to go, or two races, yeah. And just try to enjoy these last two round races, and we'll see where we end up. And hopefully we can make good results in this nation, get the final, and yeah, get Team Veteran Estonian, maybe top 10 or whatever.
Amazing. Okay, thanks so much, Harry, and congratulations on a great win today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here with Josh Gilbert there, third overall this weekend, and obviously second overall in the championship there. In summary, a good season for you in the end on the Crennan Fast Track Honda. Obviously, yeah, not quite the title that you wanted, but you were right in contention right to the end. Got to be happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. Championship went down to the last race, so it's been good, especially like my progress I've made. Last year was kind of my first full year on a 450 because I had a bit of a knee injury the year before that, but yeah, so this is kind of the second full year of 450, and then a bit of a change in team. The team have been mega this year, the bike's been mega. We made a good step in the right direction over winter, and I kind of knew that my speed and everything was pretty good coming in, but until you actually start the racing, it's you kind of don't really know. But it's been like I say, it's been good with me and Conrad. 1-2 in the championship. We've pretty much been 1-2 in pretty much every race, I think. It's been mega. Like, I just come up short. You think you're simple as that, really? Next year hopefully we can go into the winter and do make a bit more progress and come out swinging for next year. But congratulations to Conrad, and see you in 24.
Absolutely great stuff. And one last thing there, of course, you're on the 250 for the Nations. Apparently you've been ripping some good laps on that. How have you been feeling on it?
No pressure now. It's been all right. I've only actually ridden it for one day. It felt good.
Cool.
I felt good on it. It's nice to change up. So we'll see. I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks now to the Nations at Erne. So we're going to get some good testing in. I'm sure Ryan that they'll do a good bite for me. They're keen. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to do the Bridgestone next week on the 250 just to get a bit of bike time and see if we can work on anything.
Yep.
And then afterwards, just it sounds like we're going to go to France a bit early and do some good riding, like me and Conrad, and hopefully Ben can join in and just do a bit of a team thing, bring us all on and come out swinging at Nations.
Cracking, we'll all be behind you there. So thanks very much, Josh, and thanks on it. Well done on a good season. Thanks a lot. Right then, looking good in the old number one jersey there. Championship trophy all sorted out. Nice one. Conrad Muse, great weekend. Obviously, you say you had a bit of pain after Hawkstone. I mean, how were you physically for this weekend? You said to us last week that you got to ride through pain this weekend. How was it there? Because you didn't actually look in pain. You looked on point.
It was tough. I had to play a few mind games with myself. Kept telling myself that it weren't sore. We're good to go. But it was good. I'm not going to make excuses. We're in pain. Other people have rode with pain this year. It is what it is. That's what you got to do. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm happy with the day. We didn't get off to a great start as in the first one. I was in third, started to close on the leaders a little bit, and then we had a downpour.
A downpour.
There was no risks from my side being taken at that point. So I backed off a little bit, and just lack of concentration a little bit and hit the deck quite hard. Had two crashes towards the end of the race, so a bit of a nightmare first race. Luckily, still managed to finish third. And then the second one, I was just... The championship weren't even on my mind. I was so determined to go out on a win, and just got a good start and put everything into them first two corners, because I knew that after the track had dried up a little bit, it was going to be quite one-liney and it'd be difficult to pass. So just put the hammer down on the first two turns, got into the lead, and managed it from there and felt really good. So awesome. First MX1 title in my rookie year, and it's good. What a way to end.
Fantastic. And obviously then preparing for the Nations, you've got Josh says that he's going to be on the 250. Are you going to ride the Bridgestone race, or how is it going to be the rest of the year for you now?
I've got Arena Cross next weekend.
Of course, yeah.
So I've got Arena Cross Festival next weekend, and then I'm going to have a couple of weeks down in France preparing for the Nations. I really want to have a good race there. Obviously, I haven't really got a chance to do many GPs this year, so I want to really make Erne a good one. So and for my country as well. So we've got a good team around us this year, and the bike I'm on as well is incredible. So I know that we can get a good start on that bike, and hopefully run up there.
Nice one, we'll be behind you. Congratulations, Conrad. Well done on a fantastic title.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here with Isaac Gifting, Stebbings Car Superstore, powered by Bikeshore, 46 Motorsports, Gas. What a season for you. Obviously, you took the championship. You were challenging last year before injury struck, and now this year you've made it your own. Obviously, a very last-minute decision with the team and everything. Like, how do you feel about this season? It's been pretty epic, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm very happy that we got it finally. Because, like you said, last year we had it going, and then I had a bad injury. And with everything that happened beginning of this year, I mean, I was standing in February with no ride, nothing. And we sorted out this whole deal with all these guys that's helping me just like 4 days before the event, and showed up. We managed to win that one. And then we just kept going from there. We had a couple good races. I've had definitely a couple bad ones, or actually just like, schoolhouse. I had a bad day. And then today in the first motor was disaster, really, but I had a big star crash.
Then
the second one was all right. So we got it together, and I'm just happy for myself and for everyone that's been helping me that we got it together, because it's been a very special year for me. It turned out good.
Fantastic. Obviously, you had great form with some good riding there at the Turkish Grand Prix as well. So I'll take it you've got the last two Grand Prix to go and then on to the Nations as well for Sweden. So how's that coming together? Are you looking forward to that?
I do. I really look forward to the Nations. I'm going up 450 there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Open class. Yeah, so that would be something new. I like that. I think it will suit me, but we'll have to wait and see. And yeah, like the GP has been going better and better. Like Turkey, I led for 20 minutes just last weekend. But yeah, and then that's a bit annoying though when you come here from like last weekend leading there and then coming here qualify 8th and I didn't even win that second moto. It's a bit annoying. You expect more, but I know also in the back of my head it's special here. It's different, and the British riders around here are really good. So yeah, that's how it is. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to Nations, and also Matteley would be a nice one.
Yeah, sweet. That's good stuff. So is that your last MX2 Grand Prix then? You're moving up to 450 after that?
No, yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Nice one. Okay, well, congratulations on the British Championship. Thanks so much. Let's get a sight of that that helmet, because that's a special championship helmet there being printed up. So, yeah, by Fly. So, yeah, fantastic work there as all the kids are coming in to look at it as well. So, yeah, great stuff. Congratulations, British Champion. Isaac Gifting. Okay, we're here with Bernardo Chibirisho, 250cc class winner. Thank you for joining us in this interview here today. So, is it your father, Fernando?
No, yeah? I'm here against him, I'm a coach.
Okay, he's coach, rider coach. Family, excellent, actually. Nice one. And you're a 5-time Brazilian champion?
Yes.
Excellent. And how did you feel today riding at Monster Mountain? A completely different track for you, I imagine? Completely different circuit?
Very different, very difficult. I'm very happy and I like it.
Great stuff. And how did you find racing with Billy Askew? You had a good race with him in yesterday?
Yeah.
And how did you find the actual track? I mean, is it much like what you race at home?
Let me answer this a little bit more complicated.
Sure.
It's completely different.
Yeah, okay.
The both tracks that he rode here in UK, completely, there's nothing compared to Brazil.
Okay.
First thing, they're much longer.
Yeah.
Second, they're much technical.
Yeah.
Our jumps are longer, more American style.
Okay.
High, very long jumps, but not so technical.
Okay.
So it was a big improvement for his riding and a great experience.
Nice one. And you have many more races here in the UK?
No, we're leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
But we hope to get back next year for a few more races.
Fantastic. Well, we'll watch for you in the future then, Bernardo Tibercio, and your coach there, Fernando. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Keep riding. Go to Brazil. If you guys need anything, follow us. Ride there and think. Thank you.